Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab some marshmallows and some chocolate. It's time for a story. Today's story is Zayd and the Gigantic Cloud by Hilal Musla. On Thursday evening, just before bed, Zayd carefully packed for his special weekend trip. Swimming trunks? Check. Marshmallows and graham crackers? Check. A new joke book and flashlight? Check. He zipped his bag closed. Just one more day of school, and then he would be off to his uncle's annual camping trip. Just then, Zayd's mom knocked on the door and came in. She looked worried. "I'm sorry, Zayd," she said, "but your uncle had to cancel the camping trip because Ahmed is sick with chickenpox."
"Oh, no," Zayd groaned.
He'd been looking forward to this trip with his cousin Ahmed for months. Zayd was so upset that he spent the night tossing and turning, barely getting any sleep. When Zayd got up the next morning, he was still thinking about the canceled camping trip. He would miss splashing through the fresh, cold water of the lake. He wouldn't get to melt marshmallows over the fire until they were soft and gooey. There would be no laughing all night long with Ahmed in their very own tent. "Why did Ahmed have to get chickenpox anyway?" thought Zayd. It wasn't fair. He kicked his packed camping bag into the corner of the room. As he was brushing his teeth, Zayd looked in the mirror and noticed something strange. There was a small, gray cloud hovering over his head. He frowned, and the cloud darkened. When it was time to go to school, Zayd waved goodbye to his mother and headed toward the bus stop. Yellow and orange leaves fell from the trees. The dried leaves made crackling sounds beneath his shoes. "Oh no," Zayd thought. "Soon it'll be winter, and I won't be able to play soccer outside." The bus came rumbling down the street to pick the students up from the bus stop. Zayd climbed onto the bus, but when he looked around to find a seat, he realized they were almost all full. The cloud above Zayd's head grew heavy. It brushed up against his hair now. "Oh no! Now I have to sit all the way at the back. It's too noisy and smelly at the back." After a bouncy ride, the bus finally arrived at school. Zayd hurried to get off, but the aisle of the bus filled up with kids hustling and bustling, grabbing backpacks and lunchboxes, and blocking the way. They were so slow. Zayd would have to wait. What if he was late? "Oh no," Zayd groaned. "My teacher doesn't like it when we're late." Zayd was the last one off the bus. He rushed through the halls and burst through the classroom door just as the bell rang. Zayd headed straight to his desk and slumped into his chair. The other kids looked at Zayd and whispered. Why hadn't Zayd said hello? And whoa, is that an enormous cloud? What was it doing there, hanging above Zayd's head? Mrs. Khan stood in front of the class and announced, "Good morning, class. Today you will get your book reports back so you can review them and make improvements for next time." Mrs. Khan made her way to Zayd's desk and placed the assignment in front of him with a smile. Zayd saw lots of corrections made with a bright red pen. He moaned as he covered his face. The dark cloud rested on his shoulders, and fogged up his ears.
Oh no! Look at all the mistakes I made!
At lunchtime, Zaid ripped open his backpack to get his lunch, but his bag was empty.
Oh no! I forgot to grab my lunchbox from the kitchen counter!
His teacher gave him a cold slice of pizza and a bruised apple from the staff room. He nibbled at the pizza slice, but the cheese was stiff. He bit into the apple, but it was too mushy. When the recess bell rang, Zaid ran to the end of the soccer field. He didn't feel like talking to anyone right now. He sat down on a patch of grass in a huff.
I'm having such a bad day, he thought.
The cloud puffed around Zaid's neck. It grew so heavy, he could barely lift his head. Zaid felt a single drop of rain splat onto the back of his neck.
Oh, great. I can't believe it's raining.
Ring, went the school bell.
What? Zaid thought. Recess is over already?
Zaid stood up and yelled.
I'm tired of this day. I'm finished. I'm done.
He sat on the muddy ground, completely wet. A few moments later, Zaid heard a faint chirp from a shrub nearby. He glanced over and thought he saw small, flapping wings. He inched closer and noticed a small brown wren fumbling around the base of the bushes.
Why aren't you flying away?
There was something shiny next to the bird, so Zaid gently pushed the leaves aside. Oh no, it was an empty soda can, and the poor wren's foot was stuck in the small aluminum tab. Zaid looked around to see if anyone could help, but all the teachers and students were too far away to hear him.
I'll have to do something about this myself, thought Zaid.
He gently reached towards the wren.
I won't hurt you.
The frightened bird flapped its wings wildly as Zaid held it firmly in his hands. He slowly eased the wren's tiny foot out of the aluminum tab and opened his palm so the bird could fly. The wren looked at Zaid for a few moments, then chirped happily and flew away. Shrink, went the cloud.
You're welcome, little guy.
When Zaid heard the bell ring for a second time, he sprinted back to class so he wouldn't be late again. In class, Mrs. Khan whispered, Zaid, I hope you saw all the comments I made on your book report.
I did, Zaid murmured.
Well, his teacher exclaimed, I'm excited to see your next one. Zaid was confused. Was Mrs. Khan joking?
What do you mean? He asked her. My book report was filled with mistakes.
Zaid, Mrs. Khan began, your book report was excellent, but I added some suggestions so that your next one can be even better. You know, we only get better at our work when we try fixing our mistakes. Zaid felt better and promised to work hard to improve.
Shrink,
shrink, went the cloud. On his way home, Zaid had to sit at the back of the bus again because all of the other seats were snatched up. But this time, he noticed there was a pleasant breeze coming through an open window. Then, the girl sitting in front of him opened her bag and showed him her pet turtle. She had brought it for show and tell that day. Zaid loved turtles. As Zaid walked home, A leaf fell off a tree, and he felt it land on his head. He pulled it out of his hair and stared at it. What an awesome fiery red color it had! He couldn't wait to pile all the leaves up outside his house so he could jump right into the middle. Shrink, 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 went the cloud above his head. Zaid opened the door of his house and headed to the kitchen. His mom had unpacked his camping bag, and now she was putting all the s'mores ingredients back in the pantry. Just as Zaid was about to start thinking of the canceled camping trip, he looked at all the yummy ingredients, and a marvelous idea popped into his head.
Mom, asked Zaid, I know we can't go camping tomorrow, but I was thinking we could set up the tent in the backyard and still make s'mores over the stove.
That sounds like a great idea, Zaid, she replied.
And I want to send Ahmed a get well soon card.
Pop, went the cloud. It disappeared.
Dear Ahmed, I hope you get well soon. Your cousin, Zaid.
That night, Zaid slowly drifted off to sleep, feeling grateful.
Tomorrow, he decided, would be an awesome, sunny day.
I felt so bad for Zaid when his camping trip was canceled. He was really looking forward to it, and I know how disappointing that is. But then, I was really surprised when a gigantic cloud appeared over his head. Where do you think that cloud came from? Have you ever felt like you had a cloud over your head? I know I have. I've had days where it seems like everything is going wrong. But I'm so proud of Zaid for finding a way to turn his day around. Zaid did something that made him feel better. Do you remember what it was? I'm sure he made the little bird feel better too. That's something that seems so true to me about this story. Sometimes, when we're feeling so bad for ourselves and our own disappointments, helping someone else can really turn our whole day around. It's truly a wonderful feeling to be able to help someone who needs you. It gives us each a place in the world. Can you think of someone in your life who appreciates your help? Maybe today or tomorrow, you can find a way to help them with something and show them how much you care. It might make you feel better too. Zaid and the Gigantic Cloud is published by Rukaya's Bookshelf, a small indie publisher in Canada that specializes in books featuring Muslim characters. I'm so delighted to have found Rukaya's Bookshelf, and I encourage you to go and check out their website. They have several other stories that I'm definitely interested in. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time. If you're looking for a podcast that focuses on longer stories, or stories for older kids, tweens, and teens, I recommend checking out the Happy Go Lucky podcast. That's Happy Go Lucky, L-U-K-K-Y. It's a pretty interesting story, told by a father and his children as they play a role-playing game live on the podcast. They're pretty creative. If I come across any other good news shows, I'll be sure to let you know. Take care.